We are on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the Bereise Tana Rabbanon, that is this Be'erech, four lines after the Hay of the Bereise. Tano Rabbanon Bachalev, and as Rashi was, Tano Rabbanon, Elroy. So the first Pasik Bachalevimoy is coming to the Bachalevimoy, we cook Tagdi with the Cholov of the Aim. That's what it's speaking about. Ainly Ella Bachalevimoy. Bachalev Pora Barochel Minai. How do we know if we have Cholov of a poro or a rochel, a different mean, we are cooking a gdi with the cholov of a poro. How do we know that this cholov is also levashel by gdi? So the Gemara says, amrit kal v'chayma. So I can figure this out from a kal v'chayma. That is true. The posik is speaking about the cholov of an eis with a gdi. But I can figure out the cholov of a poro with a gdi from a midah b'kal b'chayma. Uma imoy, shloinescha imoy b'harbo. We find the Torah did not answer the union, the chibor, in the same mean. The Torah did not so in the same mean there should be an Isser Harbo. In similar meaning, there should be an Isser Harbo. Nesra imoi bibishulai apalpi came. The Torah asked, the one is not permitted to be mevashel a gedi with the cholov of an eis, even though they're the same mean. So we see that Bishul, the Tateira Asod Bishul, even though it's the same me, Pora v'rochel shenesra imay b'habo. Here the Teira Asod, the chibur of the Bechlal, the Teira want the chibur of these two minim, is Einedin shenesra imay b'bishulay. Sabad gevis, this chibur of boso, bachalei poro, shzicha biyoso. If he had the Torah aser, the two meaning baharbo, so zicha the Torah would aser the chibur of the boso of a gdi with the cholov of a poro. Perhaps it's kedai to mention the lotion of the Rav Chaim al Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, the Rav Chaim says, "Bebosor v'cholov, iker isuron hu mashen nisarvu v'nosnu tam zeboze." The iker that means a gdi with an eis. The Torah did not answer the combination, the chibur of these two meaning. Baharbo, afal pikein, when it came to Bosa b'cholov, the Torah, we see a chaymer of Bosa b'cholov, that even in the same mean, the Torah answered the erev, the chibur of Bosa b'cholov. So if you have a cholov of a poro, which there the Torah b'chlal asserd the chibur of these two minim, the Torah asserd the chibur of a gedi with a poro. So about the gevis, the Torah would asser the bishul of the cholov of a poro with a gedi. So I have a kal v'chayma, Talmud loyma, so the Bereisa continues, b'chalev imoy. We'll see in Rashi, that means there's an extra posik. It says three times, Bachalei Bimoy. So the second pasuk comes to tell us that one is not permitted to be mavash lagdi b'chaleif par. Frekte gemore v'ho lomer likro. I don't understand. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to be mavashal agdi b'chaleif par? Ha'oshila, you learned it from a kal v'chayma. That's the whole kal v'chayma. That if the cholov of eis is also lavashal by gdi, where there the Torah did not ask the chibur of these two, af al pikein the chibur of basa b'cholov the Torah asked. So the Torah asked the chibur of these two, meaning the Torah asked habo. So what the givis the Torah should ask the chibur of chaleif para im gdi. The beginning of the Kal V'chaymer, you're assuming that the Torah was makel by the chibur of an eis in the gedi. Va'afal pi kein the Torah was machmer a chibur of basa b'chol. That was from a mailer with the Torah, Asad the Chibur, by Gdi, and Pora, Vadig, Mr. Torah, with Asad the Bishul, Achaleif, Pora, in Gdi. So Ravashi said, but it is, at the beginning of the Kal V'chaymer, this assumption, that the Torah Asad more by Pora, than by an Eiz and a Gdi, the Chibur, it's not true. Your whole assumption is not Eiskal. Mehechi komaisis lo meimoi. The whole Israel says by imoi. Ma, that's what the pasuk mentions imoi. Ma le imoi shekein nesro imoi b'shchite. There's a din. Oisei ves benoi le sishchatu b'yoy mechot. The Torah asked the Yisr by Gdi v'imoy a Yisr b'yachat. So Memele could be that is why the Torah also asked the Bishul of Chalev imoy imagdi, because the Torah asked the Shchite of imoy imagdi. So therefore the Torah asked also the Bishul of the Chalev imoy imagdi. It once mentioned from Rab Shloiman, Chedushi Rab Shloiman, I think our Gemara is a gewaldic raya. Rab Shloiman says, "V'nire etzem mahus chalois ha'iser, the iser of oisoyves benoy leisishcha to biyoyim echad, hu al shneim biyachad. The iser is you're not allowed to shech both." Now, we don't learn like this normally. We learn shat, if you shechted the aim, you're not allowed to, so there's an issue to shecht the bed. Not both. You're allowed to shecht the second one. So Rav Shlomo says, no, be'etzem the iser is als both. The iser is shechting both together. And he says, uch sheshochat beiz boneho. He shechted two children. Va'acha kachoein, and then he shechted the mother. Yesh kan beis isurim. So now he was over two isurim. Echad b'shchites ha'im u'bno ha'rishayim u'shchites ha'im u'bno ha'sheini v'shnei isurim nigmu ha'idei shchites ha'im. Okay, but that's how I did it. But when I shechted the aim, I shechted, so the Isra is taken to shecht both together. That is the Isra. The Torah did not want you to shecht them together. So the Gemara is saying, so that's why the Torah didn't want you to cook them together. Fakir, you want a porre in the gdi, the Torah, there's no Isra b'chlal to shecht together. A porre in the gdi, so a male could be there's no Isra to cook together. So Fakert, the Gemara is saying now that could be Fakert, that a poro is kill, then an ace and a gdi. Because there we see Yisurim, the Torah did not want they should be geshachten together. So it could be who adin, that's what the Torah didn't want, they should be cooked together. Hashem came, a por and a gdi, there's no issa bechlal to shech together. So it could be there's no issa bechlal to cook a gdi bachalei porah. So memela, I don't have a kalvachayma. It could be davke an eiz ugdi. There's an isra bishul biyachad, just like there's an isra shchita biyachad. Tamaloymal. So therefore, it says that's why it says a second time leisvashul di bachalei bimoy. This is miyutel. So this bachalei bimoy is coming to be marba afilu ugdi with a chalev poro. Tanya idoch, we learned another baraisa, and the vial will say the first pshat in Rashi, which Rashi lefiyemes slugs up this pshat, but well, let's say the first pshat in Rashi. Tanya idoch. Bachalev imoy. Ein li elo bachalev imoy. Bachalev achoysoy gedoylo minayim. Now the first pshat is achoysoy gedoylo means a poro. That means there it's an animal, but it's a bigger meaning. So this tane, this is a different tane, and he has different Eifani Alimut, but he's going to tell us the same aloche, that one is not permitted to cook agdi bachalayf pora. And he calls a pora achayse gdayl. Omrit kal v'chayma. So I'll tell you a kal v'chayma. Uma imoy shen nichneso imoy ledir lehis asa. An aim can come together with the child, and they can make a minion. That means it seems you give miser from a unit, and they all combine to make one unit. It's the aim and the b'no, the ben b'no. It could all, there's also, it's shaykh that they should be all be noilad b'shona achas. And so they unite to become one unit, to be mafrish meiser on this unit. So we see the Torah gave them dinim of one. Af al pikein nesra imoy bebishu. Af al pikein, the Torah said that you're not allowed to cook, even though they have very strong similarities. The aim imima, the aim im bna. That the nichnes ledili sasa. Nesra imoy bebishu. Af al pikein, the Torah said that when it comes to bishu, so then one is not permitted to be mevashel the gdi bachalei imoy. Achoy soy sheloy nichnesa imoy ledir lehisasa. So a poro that can never become mitzurif, can never become one unit with a gdi. So memele, so we see that the zikha different. The zikha cannot become mischaber. So einidin, so if the Torah asserted afilu by similars, the chibur of the cholov with the basar, savad gibis the Torah would asser the chibur of cholov in basar by those who are not similar. Einidin shenes rimay bevish. Fact, so I have a kalvachayimah to tell me that one is not permitted to be mevashel agdi bachalev pora. So I have a kal v'chayma. Talmud loyma bachalev imay. So that's why it says a posuk. Frekte bereise v'holom v'likro. Why do you need a posuk? Oshila, he just said a kal v'chayma. That if by similars the Torah asked the chibur of bosorim cholov, Avad givis by not similar the terzicha would ask the chibur. Amaravashi mishum dikalameim mikore the dina pirche. That the beginning of the kal v'chayma, that you wanted to prove that the Issa Basa B'cholov Gdi B'chalev Imoy is a Chiddush, that even though they're similar, the Torah Asa the Chiba, I'll show you Fakert. The Torah asked the chibur by gdi im imoi by shchita mikora the dina pircha meheche kamaisis lo me imoi mal imoi shekeinesra imoi b'shchita fakert pun fakert. We see that the Torah did not want to be mechaber to shecht together. An aim in bna. Fakert the Torah asked the chibur of aim in bna. So memela, therefore it could be. That's why the Torah asked the chibur of the chalav ha'aim in the besar bna. Because the Torah asked the chibur of aim in bna. Taima b'achoy soy gidoilom. Vayaporo. Shleinesro imoy b'shchitem. So forget that the Torah did not answer the chibur. So my mail could be, just like the Torah didn't answer the chibur lishchot b'yachad, so could be the Torah didn't answer levashel b'yachad. Amaloyma b'chalei v'ima. Zogt der Bereise weiter, Ashkechen achoysoi gedoyla. Now I know a poro, I have an extreme which is now marbe chalev poro imagdi. Achoysoi ketano meinayim. How do you know a rochel imagdi? The chalav of a rochel, how do you know that is also levashel imagdi? So this the Baraisi says also mibeinayim. I make a mahatzat. I know a poro, chalev poro imagdi is also. I know chalev imoy imagdi is also. Now I'll learn out chalev rochel imagdi with a mahatzat. Mehei teisi. Now the device explains. Teisi mi imoy. If I want to learn out from imoy, just like by imoy, you're not allowed to shech, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook the b'sar hagdi im chalev imoy. Is mal imoy shekei nesra imoy b'shrite. Imoy has another chayma. We see the Torah did not want them to be geshochten together in the same day. So who had in the Torah did not want they should be cooked together? The Chalev Eim and B'sar Hagdi. But you have a Rochel, Chalev Rochel, Imagdi. That it is no Issa Shchita together. So it could be there's no Issa Bishul together. So you can't learn out from killing out Rochel, Chalev Rochel from Chalev Imoy. Because could be chalev imoy is more chama. Because the Torah aser the shchita sa'im ima be. So the Gemara says achoyse gedoyle teichiyach. So I learn out from poro chalev poro im hagdi. This we learned that poro im hagdi is also. And here you can't say the reason is because the Torah asked the shchita, because the Torah didn't ask the shchita of a pori magdi. Vafar piken the Torah asked the bishul of chalev pori magdi. So wadin, I learn out a rochel from a pori, same from a pori. So the Gemara says, "Mala achoyse gdoila." Shloi nichnasa imay ledir lehisasa could be the reason why the Torah asked chalev pori magdi, because they are not similar. They can't unite to become one unit by Maisa. So since they're not similar, that is why the Torah asked the bishul of the Chalei Poro Imagdi. But Tzoyim, they do unite by Maisa. You could bring in of Maisa with Arochel and Agdi. It's Maisa Bokor V'Tzoyim. You can make Maisa Behemoth from Bokor, you can make Maisa Behemoth from Tzoyim. So it could be, since they have here this similarity, so it could be, therefore, the Torah did not answer the bishul of the chalav of Arochel with the Basar of Agdi. So the Gemara says, Imay techiyach, Imay lemaise is nichnesa imay ledir. The Torah did us, even though they have this similarity, afal pikein, the Torah asserted the levashel chalev imoy imagdi. V'chosar adin, leiroi ze keroi ze, leiroi ze keroi ze, atzad ha-shove behem. So, Rashi later on the base seems at a different girsa, which is more understandable. Atzad ha-shove shebehem, shuhu cholov, v'osa levashel bebosa. There we see say the cholov of a para, say the cholov of a eis, is also levashel imagdi. Afani obi achaisek tana. So I'll learn out that the cholov of a rochel, shehu cholov also levashel bebosa. That is gives us more understanding. Now, let us see Rashi before we go further. Zukt Rashi. Ein li elo b'chalev imoy, kloim eris. If you want to cook a gdi together with the cholav of an eis. Talmud loim. After this, a mikrosheni, you have another post, b'chalev imoy, dimiyata. The second post is miyuta, li ribuye, kol chalev behima tahira. That we learn the cholov of any behemoth teira, of a pore, of a rochel. So now Rashi explains as follows: the high tane loy matzrich loy lichadishmul. We learned on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Shmuel had also a problem with the yiturim of, it says three times b'chalev imoy. And Shmuel said that these come lemayit. It comes to be lemayit, the chol of zochah. If a zochah has dadlo from it, it's mutter. The chol of shchute, if you take chol of shchute. That means that after the behema was geshochten, so the chol of the kral, is min ha-teire, yemuta levashel, the gdi, with this cholov. Cholov shchute. That's the second miyut. V'cholov tmeya. So Shmuel had three psukim. They forget all these three psukim. He darshened lemaye. Cholov zocha, cholov shchute, and cholov tmeya. So this Tanya holds you don't need to psukim from this. Mechad krodeli gufe, the first pasuk that comes to tell me the iser of bishul basa b'cholov, nafki. So if you learn the pasuk, automatically these three halachas you can figure out. Da imay ksiv v'loy shchute, it says that it has to be the cholov of an animal that could be an aim. If it's geshochten, she can't be an aim anymore. The imoy ksiv v'loy shchute, v'loy zocha, it says imoy, v'loy tmeya. And I also know that we're speaking about an imoy of a gdi we're speaking about. So the imoy is not a behemoth tmeya. The Gdi Tziv, speaking about Gdi, Gdi, Kiddush Gvetzi says a little better than the Gilson Balef, the Gdi V'tahoyre Mishtoi, Kedamon Di Lahoytzi Esat Meya. So the Gdi is speaking about a behemoth Tahoyre, Va'al Kochach Imoi, so the aim, if the Gdi is a behemoth Tahoyre, so the Cholov of the aim is also a behemoth Tahoyre. Hakochach Imoi Nami Tahoyre, the Imoi Tmeya, if the Imoi would be Tomei, Lehave Iyu Tahoyre, he can't be a child of a Tmeya, a Gdi can't be the child of a Tmeya. Hilkach, Lahochi Ose, so it comes to tell me that from the Pashtei Dekro, I learn out that not a cholov of a behemoth meyer, because the speaking about a cholov of someone who's loy to be a aim on a gdi is lahochi yos. So the Pashtei Dekro, I can be memayit these three in yonim, cholov zocho, cholov shchute, and cholov tmei. Fine. That's Pashtei Dekro. Now, Baita Rashi continues, Ugdi mashmalei, Gdi dafke. This Tana holds, Gdi means dafke agdi, not all behemoth toires. Ubisar chaya vishar behemoths. How do you know bechlal that there's an iser by other meaning besides an ace? Bigdi yeseira nafke liisur. So that's the second Gdi. The second Gdi is coming to tell us that Lav Dafka Gdi, who adin a poro, a player, that means this I learn out from the second Gdi. And if from the second Gdi I learn out the other meaning besides an ace, so Bachalev Imoy, I learn out now that a Chalev of a Pora is also Osa. That means the second Pasuk, Imein Inyilagdi, is speaking about a Pora and an eagle. So Memela, so now I learn out that Chalev Pora is Osa. Ulekamon, the mashmalon yitura de gdi gdi le rabekive le muute chayavoiv. Later we're gonna have that rabekive holds gdi is miyuta, and it comes lamayit. Gdi not chaya, not oiv. And we're saying here punfakert, we're saying the gdi is coming to be marbe, a poro, and an ego. So lochayre, this is a stire. When Rabbi Kiva would seem, Misvara Chitzoina, I know all meaning Marasa. And that's why I need a Miyu to tell me, not a Chaya, not a Noif. And from this Tana would seem, Fakert, I don't know that all meaning, I only know a Gdi is Osa. I need a Ribri to tell me that a Por is Osa. So how does this stim? So Sarashi explains as follows. Hanemi li laman de mashmalek di lavafilo egalotle. Rabbi Kiva held, like the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that from the first Gdi, I could be marbe egalotle. So Memelis, I know egalotle from the first pasuk. So osi kro yisera lamuti. So he is an extra pasuk, and I know already egalutle. So the second pasuk is coming limute chaye limute oifes. Avolamanda mashmaleg di davke. This tana holds gdi is davke. Only gdi. I don't know bechlal egalutle. Is kroy yisair l'ribuye yoso. So now the extra psukim are coming to be malba other minim. The ilamute la yitzterich. I don't have to be mamayit because the first is only mashmagdi. V'chad, and what will be the third leisabasha, lemutei tmeya, mal befilo lav davke agdi, all animals. So memela, I could be malba now from the second D, afilo beima tmeya also. So the third D is memaita tmeya. Ushlil loy itzterech. Now Shmuel said before that you need a ribui to be malba an uber. This town holds you don't need an ribi for an uber, litzer called mash, or ishalef. Kide ashkach negabe rabbi kiva lakama doma shlil dimalye, shlil is agdi. So now we had this town made a kalvachoyma. Madoch, when the Torah did not answer a chibur of harbo, the Torah answered a chibur of bishul, and the Torah answered a chibur of harbo, the zichet, the Torah answered a chibur of bishul. So that's why it says, so the Gemara asked also leishapi b'kal b'chayma. Why do you need a posik? You just had a beautiful kal b'chayma. So the Gemara says, mikore de dine. Mitchilas adin diktoni. When you started the kal v'chayma, you wanted a proof from the kal v'chayma that chalev poro imagdi should zicher be also because the Torah answered the chibur of agdi with a poro. Ma'ima shaloi nesra imay babo nesra imay bebishul zet chilosi shal kal v'chayma. That was the beginning of the kal v'chayma. To prove that Pora is more chamor, b'yonei chibur, and therefore it should be more chamor, legabi the chibur of Bishul. V'yesh lahatshoyz, and this yisod, that Pora is more chamor, b'yonei chibur, imagdi, I'll ask on this yisod, ma le'ima shekei nesra lishochet ime b'yemechet v'kert. I see imoy is, there's an iser chibur, an iser chibur lishchayt biyachad ha'imim b'no b'yoymechot, which is non-existent by a poranagdi. So memele, so I see l'gabi other halachas that there's a greater iser chibur with ha'imim magdi than with a porim magdi. Here the Gemara says, Mikara de Dine, from the beginning of the Kal V'chayma, there's a Pirche. Mishum de Pomim, Maksha al Seifadin. Sometimes it could be a Pirche and a Kal V'chayma, and the Seifadin, Kegoin Diktoni, let's say the Seifadin over here. We were proving that is an isabasa b'cholov afilu by those who the Torah was masking with the chibur. So saying avada givis, there should be an isabasa b'cholov with those that the Torah was not masking with the chibur. Paro v'roch shenesru imay babo inedin shenesru imay bebishu. Zeu soifade. So the conclusion of the Kal V'chayimer is, if wherever there's an Isser Chibur of Harbo, there Zichah should be a Isser Chibur of Bishul. V'im hoya makshe v'oimer behemo t'meya t'chiyach. If the Gemara would ask Akashe, you're coming to a conclusion, and the soif of the conclusion is wherever there is an iser harbo, the zikha an iser bishul. So I could say behemet meya techiach. Shenesra imoy barbo, behemet is nesra barbo, v'nesra imoy bebishul. Af'ata al tatamei al pore v'rochu. Zuhi pircha al soif adin. This is a pircha and the soif adin. That's why when the Gemara asked the Kashem, the Gemara was madgish that here I have a pircha on the Tchilas Hadin, not on the Seifadin. You make a pircha on the Seifadin. The Yisod Achilek, a pircha on the Tchilas Hadin shows the Kal V'chayma doesn't begin. You know, to bring a Zaitik Yediyah. from the yisod that you're building, I'll show you it's not true. The apich and the seifa then means after you came to a conclusion that wherever the Torah asked the chibur of Abba, there should be a chibur, there should be an isser of the chibur of Bishul. That's Gemara, because I'll show you another case where there is a isser harbo, there's no isser Bishul. Why Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't ask this pircha, Mirza Shemma will come to Taishvis, will perhaps see a teret on this. This was the first barais. Now we have a second barais. Chalev achoysa gdoyla minayim. Ani shamati, Gadr ben Gershom says this pshat, Taino pora, the Tana calls a pora achoysa gdoyla, min behema kamois. It's also a behema, that's why we call it achoysa, avo min godolu, but it's a larger mean. Umahai krogufe dorish. This second baraisa wants to darshan from the same pasuk of the second loisvash gdiba chaleivimai to teach us that chaleiv para is also v'tanachinu, but this is a different tane. V'lishni udishoni, if I can, that's why he said a different loshen. He didn't say what the first tane said. The first Tana called it a pore, adinochalei pore, imgdi. The second Tana calls it achoyse yagdoyle. He has a different limot, it's different. V'oy deloy nofik lei pore v'rocha mi yitura dechatkro. In the second Tana, the first Tana wanted to learn out wherever there's an issa harbo, is an Issa Bishul. So Mamela, according to the first Tana, so we learn out, is a Issa Habo, Gdi Impora, Gdi Imrochu. So Mamela, there's an Issa Bishul. This Tana has a different sort of a limud he learns from Meiser Beheime. So he only learns out Pora. He doesn't learn out Tzoin. So it's a different Tana with a different Mahalach. Yeah, like the first Tana. That means Pora is different than Agdi Bishnei Chalukim. Chodah the Nesli Mibabo. Chodah the Nichneses Imay Ledir. So if I have a Posik that asks a Pora, the Torah asks chibur of Bishul Chalev Pori Magdi. I say this pasuk is speaking about a mean that is not oimid lischaber. It's also barbo. It's not mischaber to make a unit for Maisa Behemet. Avol Rochel shenichneses imay ledili is asa, but Rochel is not so mufrid for Magdi, because Vakel they can combine to make a deal for Maisa Behemet. The Maisa Boke v'tzengse v'chol tzayim b'mashme. So leinavke lei minei. So I don't know, could be the whole Issa Bishul Basa B'Cholov is Davke by Pora, because it's Choluk Bebeis in Yonim. But Tzoin, an eagle, a tleb, that is only Mufred B'Chadinyin, could be the Torah did not answer the Chibur of the Basar of a Rochel with Agdi, Aydei Bishul. Leinavke minei shetiyosim ebe Bishul, hukach yalo perei shepore. So first he learns that pore. Vohoda osyilei Rochel batzad ha-shobe kidlo kamon. Rochel learns that a tzad ha-shobe of poro and imoy. Now Rashi explains, bokeh ni nichnasim ha-tzoyin li-sa-asa pepek basra de-bchoyres. Really now. And now, that we're going to explain the Kal Vachem. It is not chaluk. They're similar. Domino. Even though you had an aim, and the aim had a child, that means a mother and a child, if they were both noilad bishona achas, they both are nichnosen ledili saser. So a mother can combine with a child to create a chiyuv maaser. Digdia yoyledes b'soich shnosa, a gdia can give birth b'soich shnosa, nichneses imbno ledili saser, and it can go into nichnes ledili saser, it can combine to become shadayin le nichnes ledili saser, if they didn't give maaser on it yet. Kedisanya b'bchayres, and Rashi brings a gemorim b'chayres, that you could make a minion of Meiser with a Gedia and three daughters, and each one had three daughters. And they all were born in 1 year. Gedia sheyolda shalosh bonos, v'chol b'noseh yoldu shalosh shalosh. So you have the Gedia with the shalosh bonos, we have four already. And then we have Bnei Yoldu Sholeish Sholeish. So we have here another 9. We have 13. Kulam Nichnosis Ladili Sasa. The Gemara in Pirah speaks of, why do you have to make 13? Well, all we need is 10. That's the Gemara speaks about that. Vafilohach Abal Kaponim, you could have three generations being Noilad Bishona Achas. Vafilohach, he say, even though they are similar, and they can combine. Even though they're similar. And Lagabi Maisa, they can combine. And Lagabi Bishu, Imoy, they cannot combine. Not only from Imoy, but Melis Rabbi Por, the Ashkech and the Nech, and I say this is Mistama going on Porit, because I'm asking a chibur of Chalev Porim Gdi, and Mistava, if I have a posik, so Mistama is going on a Porit, the Ashkech and the Nech, look at Menelin Yemaisa, Techolik Menelin Labisho, Achoy Sektane Rochel, Mibeinaya, me imoy umeyachoy segdoilo. So, make a matzat from imoy meyachoy segdoilo. Tei say me imoy. De ma imoy shle nesre imoy barbo, nesre imoy bebishu. Achoy sektano sh nesre imoy barbo, eini din sh nesre imoy bebishu. So, Mo says, no, but ma le imoy sh nesre imoy shchite. So, you can learn out. Fine. So my male will learn out a mahatzat. Frag the Gemara weiter. Ooh, so you just told me like this. Achayse gdoilo, which means pora, I have a posik. Imoy, I have a posik. Nachayse ktana, I can learn out from a mahatzat. So the Gemara says, Ihochi achayse gdoilo nami teise mi beinayo. Before we see Pshat and the Kashe, but the Gemara says, so you can learn out a Chosik Doyla also from a Ma'atzah. And the Gemara says, Einachanami. You're right. You can learn out a Chosik Doyla also from a Ma'atzah. Alabalachalei ve'imoy lomali. I used the Chalei ve'imoy for something else. Now, let us see Rashi. Ihochi achoise gdoila nami teisen bibinaya. Me imoy ume achoise ktana. Let's learn out from imoy me achoise ktana. Ume chatsi adin, you don't have to go both ways. Me chatsi adin. Shrein lohoshibolo. Voche denina. So I'm going to learn out now. Achoisek doyle from achoisek tane and ima. Ma ima shenich neses ima ledir, nes ima bebishul. Achoisek doyle lekoshke. Pripilches ma le ima sheken nesra ima bebishrite. Toime bachoisek doyle, achoisek tane techiach. It's not nesra ima bebishrite, it's also awesome. The sulakala mitrach, there's nothing to ask anymore. So it stopped. I stopped as soon as I said achaisik tana techiach, I stopped. The sulakala mitrach, mala achaisik tana shekain loinichnese. Because achaisik tana is nichnese. And achaisik doile is, both alo inichnesa. Alma mipalge dina nafkelo. Ken shamati. That's how I heard pshat in this gemara. Mr. Benny Gershom said this pshat. Vekoshali. So Rashi says, I don't understand the pshat. Hechi neime achoisei ktana teichiach. The gemara says you don't need a posik for achoisei gdoila. I'll learn that from achoisei ktana and imoi. Hakati lekaimelon nachoisik tana liisura. Vekrashi amuridik ekasha. How do you know achoisik tana is also? We just said before, if the pasuk is speaking about achoisik gedoila, learn out achoisik tana from achoisik gedoila and imay. Fine. Nanu says, ooh, you know, so you can also learn out achoisik gedoila from a matzah. So what is the matzah? From achoisik tana and Ima and Shuldik, who told you Achaisik Tan is awesome? Vani Shamati, so those who said this Pshat, said Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Hochi Porich, now the Gemara means to ask a different Kasha. Zichi, you need a Posik to tell me that Achaisik Tan is awesome. Now the Gemara asks, my Chos is the Achaisik Doyle Navkalon Mikro. The Gemara meant to ask a different Kasha. Why did you say achoisik gedoila? I learned out from the pasuk, the second chalev imay. Uktane mi beinayom. The Gemara's kasha is taped le achoisik tana mi ribuyi dekro gedoila mi beinayom. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Not that the kasha is that I don't need any pasuk whatsoever. Is it need a pasuk? Now the Gemara just asks, why did the Tana assume that the Yitzhar is coming for Achoisei Gedoila and Achoisei Ktana, learn out from a Matzad, maybe the Yitzhar is coming for Achoisei Ktana and I'll learn out Achoisei Gedoila from the Matzad. Vekoshali, so Rashi says, I don't understand this. That is also Shver to say Pshat the Gemara's Kashi. Chode, if you're asking a Kashi, why I use the Posik, to tell me that achoisik gedoila is also chodah the mistavra koki rabbi la achoisik gedoila liisure rabbi shenesra imay b'maisa avol ktano loy. That means if I have a ribui and the ribui is telling me that there's another mean, that it's also the chalev of this mean with a gedi. So I have a posik. Which mean should I say it's speaking about? A mean that the Torah said it's not mechuba legabi shum dava, or a mean that is mechuba legabi certain things. So tefaster mechuba loy tefaster. So if you say the Torah asked another mean, mistame, it's a mean that has no chibu with agdi. So the Torah asked the chibu bishul. So memela a chayseg gedoila has no chibur with a gdila gabi maisa, so there could be, that's a teirasa. Avol ktana loy. So what's your kasha? Why is that stein the posik? What's your kasha? Why did I set stein the posik by gedoila? It's mistabi, is that stein by gedoila? Vo'oi. Maika moisiv lekamei. The Gemara asks later, Bachleiv imoy lemai also. The Gemara says, let's learn out a matzad achaisik doyle, and what I do with the pasik? So pili ploying. They just said now that the Gemara never asked the kasha, I don't need a posik. You didn't need a posik. The kasha was, why did he say that the posik by a chesik doyle? That's time by chesik tana. Fine. So first kasha didn't understand the kasha. And second of all, so you can't, why do you need the posik? The posik is zichani. So Mamela, because of this, she Veroya Ani, a different shot in the Gemara, as Divrei Rabbi Yosef Tub Elam Zal, Shereisi Chuvis Ksav Yodoy, I saw Rabbi Yosef Tub Elam learn shot in our Gemara, a different shot in Gansen. Da Choisoi Gdoilo, Ba Choisoi Ktane, Aminoi Mamishkoma. We're not speaking about a poro. We're not speaking about Rochel. We're speaking about an older sister and a younger sister of the Gdi. The Chayse Gdeila v'Chayse Ktana. Amin Imam is coming. Shehein min Gdi kamoise. They're the same me. Ugdeila. What's that Gdeila? Zu hi zekeina. Shekvar nis'asro. The Rishash and the Yaibit Steiner, this is L'cheir Miyuti, you don't have to say it was nis'asro. If it wasn't nis'asro, but you can't be machnesit l'dir, it says kena, means they weren't noilid b'shona achas. But al-kaponim, agdoila will not be nichnas l'dir imagdi. Uktane, zuhigdiyo, shaloi nis'asro adayim. Vahai Tana, this Tana of the second Baraisa, Haina Tana Gufa Delel, not the way they look shot, it's a different Tana, and he calls a Pora, Achayse Gdoila, no. Previous Baraisa learned out from the second Chalev Imoy, he learned out a Pora. That was the previous Tana. Now the Tana says, but now I want to learn out, Achayse Gdoila, and a choisei ktana. Hai tana gufa delel. Dosele poro bochel, michad mikroi yiseri. Pashta kadorish leidoch, but have a third posik bachleivim, my bochi kama. A choisei gdeilo shenis asro kvar minayim. There was nisasro, we mentioned before, that's not ben shnose. Barkein noket gdeilo, Yishum de Saifa Yalef Lo Miribuya. This you're gonna learn out from a ribuy. And even though that I say the ribuy is speaking about Achoise Gdoilo, that is no chibur legabi meiser, so therefore there's a isa chibur abishul bosu b'chol. Okay, no ka gdoilo, Yishum de Saifa Yalef Lo Miribuya. Uktane le misrabi le mine, you don't know Ktana. Because mishum de mistavre, it's mistavre ki rabbi kro leisura. If I have one posik, and the posik is telling us that there's an iser chibur of the cholov with the gdi, is mistavre ki rabbi kro leisura gdoira rabbi. The nesri may be meiser, it's not mitzvah be meiser. The ilo mikro yiseira kamo leimotze leribuye. The first pasuk, I can't be ma'abdi kamei mikirabi leisure leirabi ala pora v'rochel. That the Torah was marchik the chibur very much. That is isarabo. The surim imay babo avolachaisi loi. But achaisai, since the Torah was not marchik the chibur. There's no Issa Harbo. So maybe there's no Issa Chibo. Loi, Loch Yashmin Krachin, Loch Isaac Doilo, Ktana, Osimi Beinayu. Ihochi, so now, Pshan the Gemos Kash is the Ktana, Osilomi Beinayu. Och Isaac Doilo, Nami Loiti Boikro. Veteisemi Beinayu, De Imoyu Porom. So now, if you have a second posik, ima por adroishach, ma ima shenichnasu ima ledir. Nesrim ay bebishu achoysayim. Gdoyla lekoshkeim. That means it's a nichnas im eladir. Ma'al imoy sheke nesra imoy beshchite. No, the Torah asr the chibur of shchite biyacha. It's paratechiyach. But there's no iso shchite biyach. Ma'al pora sheke nesra imoy ba'arbo. O be'maiser. It's imoy techiyach. Shemoteres imoy ba'arbo be'maiser. Bechosar adin. Atzad ha'shove shebehem. Shehein cholov, this is the Rashi we mentioned in the beginning, that it's cholov, a poro and the imoy are both cholov, and it assels the levasho beboso, vasemi beinayu, bein achoyse gdoilo, u bein ktanom. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need this third posik? I could learn out achoyse gdoilo ktanem, from a ma'atzad, from poro and imoy.